Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the first Clam Chat of 2024. The second half of the season has begun in earnest for your Glasgow Clan, so it's only appropriate that we have the main man himself, head coach Jason Morgan, joins us on this January edition of Clan Chat. And first off, Morgie, probably a bit late to say Happy New Year, but Happy New Year. I hope you had a good festive period. I know you had a full house with all of your family together for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, no, happy New Year to you as well, and to all our Clan fans. It was great to have all the kids and one of their, you know, spouses under the same roof. It's been some time, I believe 6 years since we've had them all under the same roof. So it was fantastic Christmas and just what a way to bring in the new year, especially having Emma here over from the U.S. Obviously, my other daughter's living in Windsor, just outside of London, so a little closer for her to travel. But having Emma here, that was special.
Yeah, it's always nice to have the family around, and I'm sure they enjoyed Glasgow. I'm sure they enjoyed the arena. Probably didn't enjoy some of the results. Let's just touch on it. I mean, there were some close games and some hit and miss results over the festive period.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, every game's tough in the league. I mean, we've talked about it before. It's a competitive league, and on any given night, if you're not on your toes or start on time or put in your best effort, anybody can beat anybody. So, obviously, with the injury bug too, we're missing some key pieces, and it always seems right when we get on the verge, being healthy, something else happens. But adversity just makes you stronger as a group, and that's what we're continuing to do.
It's important to know, we'll get to the injury update because unfortunately we have some new injury news as well. And you're right, it seems that as soon as one guy comes back, that's a key piece, another guy goes out. So we got a bit of that sliding doors moment going on right now. But like you said, someone has to step up, right? And then there's opportunities in the lineup when guys go down. And certainly I know that you and Jeff Batter are always looking to improve the hockey club. We talk pretty well daily about the market and what we could do to improve ourselves as far as injury cover and all that. And I think we've done a good job with that, with guys like Petrick and Barry, although poor Matt Barry comes over and is pretty well sick right away. But like, it's been that kind of season to some regard. But in saying that, it still seems like a pretty close dressing room to me, and you just came off the ice with the guys. It's the spirits are high, and there's still a lot of belief that, you know, we can win hockey games and win some silverware.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I think from day one we've gelled and galvanized as a group off the ice, and we're continuing to build on the ice, I think, week after week. And like you mentioned, we've had our adversity with injuries, guys coming in and out of the lineup, but that next man up mentality, guys get to play bigger minutes and maybe different roles than they might not to if we're fully healthy. So I think with that too, it brings guys closer together within the locker room. Guys are stepping into different situations, everyone pulling for each other. So it happens, especially this time of year. Like, I think we just came off 9 games in a 15 or 16 game stretch or day stretch. So definitely a lot of hockey, and with the flu bug this time of season, we've battled that as well. And I think the guys, we've had a couple of days here to rest and recuperate, not only physically but mentally, get away from the rink and kind of come back and make a push here in the second half.
Well, let's talk about the injury update. We'll start off first with Philippe Sanche, who went to Montreal to deal with a family matter, which we fully supported, and we hope everything's okay. Philippe always has a smile on his face, and certainly it was a pretty serious leg injury. Where are we at with Phil?
Yeah, Sanche's back. He's taking part in the conditioning skates now with me at the end of practice. I don't know if he loves that, but he's right there. I think he's week to week. So I think it's just the progress and probably getting over the mental hurdle too, that he can push through the pain and knowing that it's not going to physically damage the injury any further. So I think I see him taking on a regular color jersey in practice here very shortly. Right now he's still wearing a, a yellow jersey. So guys are, you know, not as physical as they might, you know, play on another player. So I think week to week is a good assessment for him.
We move on to Mike Palik. So important, the face-off dots, so important, his net front presence, his compete level along the wall. We've certainly missed, arguably our top guys. So where are we at with Pelly?
Yeah, I know. Pelly brings so much to our team on the ice. And I know he's excited to get back. And the good thing with an upper body injury, he's been able to continue skating. So he's another guy I've been putting through some conditioning skates at the end. And I think he's getting really close. I believe he's got a follow-up appointment today. So we should get some good news, hopefully good news later on this evening, as far as the return to play protocol for him, when he can jump right back into a practice. But at least he's had that conditioning part where he's able to continue to skate here over the course of his injury. So I think, let's put him like a week probably most, and hopefully sooner.
Well, that's great news for Big Pelik. Is there any other updates? You and I and Craig Anderson just spoke off camera. There's probably a bit of a shocker and a bit of a kick to the gut on the bad news side. It's good news perhaps on Sanch and Pelly, probably some negative news in another avenue.
Yeah, one we'll touch on before that one is the obviously Antti. He's been battling flu-like symptoms and here for a while, and he spiked a fever again last night. So he's working with our medical staff to get the proper treatment. And then obviously, like you said it, we got the news yesterday that Dyson will be out. So we'll take that in stride. Obviously, he's a big part of the leadership, the toughness, what he brings day in and day out to our lineup. So definitely big shoes to fill on his part.
And for now, we won't disclose exactly what it is because we're still assessing that, but certainly Dyson probably won't be on the bus to Dundee this weekend.
No, he's going to be, he'll be out for some time. When we do get, you know, final medical word on the length of time he'll be out, then we can disclose it then.
So it does feel like that. We get Combs back, Pelly goes. We hopefully will get Pelly back and Dyce could be out. But it also shows this is the time of year, and it's not just the Glasgow Clan. Every team has had their injury. So we're not saying poor me, but we're just trying to be transparent and let fans know what happens when you see that Antti's not playing over Christmas. He's still battling this, which it seems to be. He's had a bit of bad luck with that. And certainly people will notice that the captain isn't at Dundee Ice Arena on the weekend. So there's the update. But hopefully Pelly and Sanchi are closer than we could have hoped. And that can be good news because obviously – the big focus now is January 20th and a huge Challenge Cup semifinal leg number one at home.
Yeah, no, it's definitely exciting. Credit to the boys like for competing hard and earning their spot there in the semis. And it's definitely Guildford's a really good hockey team. They got a lot of depth, and I mean, it's exciting for us too with the chance of getting a couple bodies back in the lineup that we haven't had in quite some time. So. The guys are excited, but we got one game here. Take care of business first on Saturday, and then look forward to the first leg of the semis.
You, Jeff Batta, myself, everyone, Gareth, everyone, we've been busy kind of looking at the club, the culture, the way we move forward. So we won't say too much, but we can kind of disclose a little bit, and you're quite excited about this. A couple of key pieces have certainly expressed that they will be back next year.
Yeah, I mean, that's an exciting time for the new direction of the organization and the culture and vision we're trying to build here in Glasgow. And, I think when you can lock up a couple of key important pieces to build around, that's the first step in building, a successful organization. So to have these guys not only wanting to come back but extremely delighted to re-sign so early, I think that that speaks volume for what we've already accomplished this year and what we're looking to accomplish here in the future.
And certainly you're working behind the scenes on more of that. So building culture is trying to stabilized turnover and try and keep the thing moving in the right direction, like you said, under the new ownership and the new guidance there. But keep an eye out. Certainly, we will be making that more official as the days and weeks go on. But good that there are some key pieces who have expressed that interest and will be back in purple next season, because that really is the name of the game, isn't it? You want sort of your guys wanting to be a part of that dressing room and certainly getting it done early, so to keep away the suitors from all nine other teams who will be certainly lurking in the waters for top players. We all do it. We all look for those sort of key pieces. Certainly, you look at Belfast, they've made some changes and they bring back David Goodwin. The league just keeps getting better no matter which way you look at it, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, no, for sure. And I mean, I think, you know, it didn't take that long coaching in the league to realize it is competitive and that everyone continues to strive to make their team better. And you know, and like I mentioned, like if you don't show up or you don't get started on time on any given night, it's not going to be easy. And I think like some of the top teams are supposedly like, you know, the number one teams, they've struggled with some bottom teams. And I don't think there are bottom teams or top teams. It's obviously teams are having longer runs, you know, of quality, you know, results. And, but I think on any given night, anybody can beat anybody. And I think that's, I think it's fun to be a part of when it's like that. I think when you have some of the other leagues that are extremely top heavy, it's you know, it makes it long travel when you really feel like you don't have a chance to go in and win a game. So I kind of like that competitiveness of the league for sure.
Certainly two very tough games against the Sheffield Steelers, and they are, I mean, they are on a roll right now. I mean, they haven't lost in regulation since we beat them in their own barn well before Christmas. But you were pretty unhappy with the start. And we'll just touch on a bit of a post-game interview where you said, like, it's not a good start here. So you mentioned that they're starting on time. I mean, how do you address that and kind of get ready to go? Because Dundee is not going to be easy this weekend. You need to start on time against the Stars.
Well, I think it's hard to play 60 minutes. Let's say perfect hockey or you know, I mean, or like there's two teams on the ice that are trying to win. And I think if, you know, and the game is full of momentum swing. So I think, you know, we had success our last game in their rink. They're looking to build on their, you know, first place lead. And I, you know, you addressed before the game, like it's going to be a big push here. They're sold out, you know, and I think, When you wait to react instead of act off the hop, it's sometimes you can get on the behind the eight ball on that momentum swing to start games. And so it is important for you to get started on time and with a, you know, and like I said, a game of hockey happens fast. And you know, they hopped out to a 3-0 lead before we could, you know, realize like, oh shit, okay, we're in a game here. So it was one of those where, you know, some games we've started extremely well and other games you don't, and it's one of those things you just got to keep repeating to make sure we get started on time.
And certainly guys will know that, as you mentioned, it's never easy to go to Dundee or Kirkcaldy and those sort of derby games. Those are the ones where we kind of say off camera, if you can't get up for that, well, we need to light a firecracker here. But like, I'm sure the guys are ready to go. A full week of practice with a bit of rest, like you said, after 9 and 16, and you just have the one game this weekend. So there'll be no excuses. Certainly, I'm sure you'll have the guys raring to go when they get off the bus.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's a tough rink to go into, and it's they're passionate fans there as well. And, you know, we had success there last game, so they're going to be up for the game just as much as us. So that message will be repeated once again that, you know, we got to bring our A game right from the start, right from the opening puck drop. And I know the guys are rested. They've had that time to recuperate mentally and physically, and they're raring to go.
One last question, certainly. We've done the sick update, the injury update. There's some signings in the pipeline or re-signing. So I'll go behind the scenes. I know that you had the full house at Christmas. Was there anything special under the Christmas tree this year?
Maybe my age or my career I had or whatever, but I got a nice massage gun from family stuff.
That's your age.
All the gifts, like the kids, you know, they always spoil my wife and I with nice gifts. And, you know, just having them here was their gift to us. So a lot of nice gifts, some really nice dinners. Wife made some really nice meals. We had back to back, like full feasts, and it was just nice to have them all under the same roof.
The only thing you really want for Christmas, though, is a full lineup. And there's good news for Sanch and Pelly in the coming days. Sanchi week to week. Pelly, hopefully, will get good news in the next few days. Dice, not so good. And Antti, not so good right now with that high fever. But things are all go at Clan Towers. And I know you need to get on to other media duties. So we will say so long for now. Thanks for taking the time, Coach. And we'll see you soon. And certainly January 20th, circle that one. That's a big home game, that semifinal. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, anytime, Murph. Appreciate it. Thank you.